I know we had a news story you were referencing earlier about gas prices, Denise. I was checking out some of the Gas Buddy, and you know, for a while it seems like we were trending higher than places around, but now we're trending lower.
Yeah.
Or at least in the same neighborhood. It's a range, though, to 60s, to 70s, to 80s that are in and around the Great Lakes Bay region. If you can find it cheaper than that, more power to you. But I was noting that one of the Gas Buddy references of where our average stands at this time, December 26th, if I'm hearing your information and reading this correctly, looks like we're averaging about $2.95 from the past week, which is actually lower than it was a year ago at $3.06.
Right.
So we are lower than a year ago after being so much higher for such a long time than a year ago. We're trending lower. Whether that means anything for anybody, I don't know, but just want to make sure we point that out. So as you do your traveling, there are places where you can get it. The travel for this Christmas weekend was certainly disrupted.
Treacherous. Oh, my gosh.
Treacherous is a good word. I mean, I know that some of the news stories that we have and some of the problems on I-75, even going back to last Friday morning when we were on the air and some of the difficulties. We had an eventful trip into work Friday morning, although it was more eventful going home.
Oh, I know. It was terrible. When I left here to go home, I couldn't believe I was going about 35 to 40 on I-75. A semi passed me.
Ooh.
And I actually slowed down and kind of pulled off the shoulder because it made me really nervous. Because, you know, all the reports that we'd had of jackknifed semis on I-75, there was, I know they're south of us, they're by the Bridgeport exit and by Hess Road and some of those other ones, there were several jackknifed semis. And I saw that he was coming up, and he was going like there was no ice on the road at all. And it was just like, oh my gosh, this is, you're crazy, buddy. And so I pulled off a little bit off the shoulder and let him go by me and said, good luck, because I didn't want to be a statistic.
Yeah, don't want to be part of that mess.
No.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Well, hopefully that didn't result in anything, despite what was going on.
I didn't see him anywhere along my route home, but if he'd gone off anywhere else, I might have missed him.
I actually did some traveling on Christmas Eve. It wasn't until later in the afternoon, thought by that time, perhaps conditions were better. Mm-hmm. And it was still a slow go. Kudos to all the counties and cities that were doing plow work, especially those who were working over the holiday. I was pretty impressed with the Saginaw County area. I get into Genesee County. It was much worse. Of course, they were having some snow squalls, too.
Yeah.
I actually had to go into Oakland County, and things were okay. But I got to tell you, coming back Christmas Eve in the evening, hit a snow squall. I think it was around Grand Blanc. And it was not a total whiteout, but it was visibility reduced in the darkness that you had cars starting to put their flashers on. And we got real slow. And for just a few miles where there was that snow squall, it was treacherous. That was a good word to use. It was good. I saw a couple of cars that unfortunately had gone off into ditches. And boy, to the first responders and everything out there, you know, again, police, fire, ambulance crews, tow trucks and wrecker services. A lot of people put in that extra effort in, and we appreciate that very much. Once I hit Saginaw County, that was great.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, we didn't have any snow that was really affecting things on Christmas Eve, so the roads were nice and clear up here. The highway roads. There's still a lot of
highway. Yeah, the secondary roads were still slippery. And
there's still some instances there, you know, some of the major thoroughfares and a lot of the snow covering that exists. Of course, you get off into residential and neighborhood streets and things like that.
What I noticed yesterday, we drove to Mount Pleasant yesterday to have Christmas with the kids and stuff, and it depended on which township you were in.
how clear
M20 was and how clear all of the secondary roads were. It depended on which township you were in, how much they'd been out with the road salt.
And I know that sometimes the applications in cold weather don't work as well. And of course, you had all that wind that was blowing around too.
Oh,
sometimes it wasn't fresh snow, it was just the blowing snow.
Yeah, north-south roads were really blown over.
It was a combination, shall we say, of all kinds of things that were going on. But again, we appreciate all those who were doing that extra work.
Yep.
And also, I was really impressed, too, by how quickly a lot of power was restored. Now, I never lost power. So it's easy for me to say that. Perhaps there were some that were without power. But considering the weather conditions, I thought, this is going to be out for a couple of days until. But in fact, I was just looking at the consumer's energy map, and I am showing at this time that consumer's energy has 100% power, no outages to report at this time.
That is really impressive. Yeah. I know our lights usually, we don't lose power at our house. The lights might flash, but we don't lose power. But I know around us, like north of us, Linwood area, there were some outages. But what I noticed was they had restored power pretty quickly, too, on Friday.
Yeah, even in all the storminess. That's what was impressing me.
In the midst of it.
Yeah, because you were seeing outages being restored. And I was like, wow. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, it wasn't that big, wide, 10,000 people without power right here. Right. It was the, 200 here, 300 there, maybe 1,000 here and things like that. And that was across the entire state.
Sure.
So even on the west side of the state where conditions, believe it or not, were even worse than what we were facing.
Sure.
So, kudos to the Consumers Energy folks for doing that, especially on a Christmas weekend when people never want to be without power. But during a holiday, it's maybe even more difficult. And we know that it takes those who are doing the work away from their families and things like that on holidays.
Oh, I know.
So the appreciation is there.
Grateful for them.
Yeah. And now, as we're hearing during the news and the weather, maybe by the end of the week, maybe, potentially, maybe 50. So Christmas weekend and New Year's weekend.
Winter in Michigan.
What a contrast. What a contrast. I mean, we talk about, wait 10 minutes, weather changes a lot in the state. We understand that. But for the contrast of going from blizzard and winter storm warnings to what's going to happen over the next several days when it comes to all this snow around and how much there could be a meld going on. So it'd be messy in a different way, shall we say.
Lots of water everywhere.
Well, hopefully you had a good Christmas weekend. Loyal listeners, we hope that you enjoyed with WSW our presentation of our special Christmas programming throughout the weekend with the CBS Holiday Special with Gil Gross, the Valley Lutheran Concert presented by Joe Shaver and Marty Hessler of the Thrivent Group of Financial for Lutherans, and an American Christmas presentation with Mannheim Steamroller presented by Frankenmuth Credit Union, even the Overnight Live show with Coast to Coast, all part of a Christmas celebration that we hope that you were able to take WSGW along. Stay up to date with news and weather, too, each hour, as we did our best to keep you company on a Christmas weekend.